Messages of hope, strength, and resilience are drawn on white bandanas by community members, survivors, and advocates. Sexual violence against farm workers continues to be a latent problem in the fields. The Bandana Project aims to educate the public and make the problem visible. Monica Ramirez, founder and president of Justice for Women, created the Bandana Project in 2007.
The quinceañera of the Bandana Project is actually this year. It's been 15 years. And for me, that project has opened a lot of doors into rooms where we can actually have conversations about this difficult problem.
The bandanas are white as a symbol of peace for farm working women, signaling that they are not alone and can raise their voices. Over the past 15 years, people and organizations exhibited decorated bandanas in the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Monica Ramirez says the initiative has kept the conversation going, and at the same time, bandanas have been a healing tool.
It's been beautiful to see how the community has embraced it. Farmworker women, children, families, they've decorated the bandanas, they've displayed the bandanas, they've shown support with the bandanas, and people all over the country. It's just been really amazing. And actually, not just around the country, all over the world, people participate in the project.
The Pacific Northwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center of the University of Washington says studies estimate that farm workers experience 2 or 3 times more sexual harassment compared to other work sectors. During April, organizations will hold sexual assault awareness events and will display bandanas at the Compton Union Building at Washington State University in Pullman. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.